This has been a recorded test. I guess it was not music, this is a sound chip. I don't know why we need to do a sound chip. Just because we know, see that everything's working. I don't know what's going on.
Inventor on the forum, and with me today is the lovely and talented Sunshine.
Hi, y'all.
Sunshine is back. Yay! Woohoo! Sunshine has been working very hard at the Red Cross and doing her things, and she has a new boyfriend named Frank.
I do have a new boyfriend. He likes the outdoors. He bought me $1,000 bike, which looks like a regular bike, except it cost $1,000. And has a lot of gears and stuff that I don't know how to use yet. And he kayaks, and he likes to snorkel, but I like to dive. And he's just an outdoor man, and that's kind of nice. He's a good activity partner.
Well, that's what you needed.
Yeah, outdoor activity partner.
Yeah, not like me. I stay inside all the time.
Yeah, well, indoors, he's not worth a crap, if you know what I mean.
Oh, come on.
No, you know, he's not a good indoor person.
Okay.
In games, in the kitchen, in bed.
Oh, come on.
Everywhere. But he's wonderful outside. And he doesn't listen to this show.
Well, that's a good thing after you just lambasted him like that.
Yeah.
So what we just heard was Misty Sun by Laura Woods Walker.
That's beautiful.
Wasn't that nice? Yes. It's her very first song.
Get out.
No, I met her at the festival, the Electric Music 2009 Festival last October, and we talked a few times. And she made these little LED things, these little bright colored lights that made, she made a necklace out of lights. It was her first electronics project ever.
And where did she put these lights again?
Around her neck. She made a necklace.
Oh.
With a little plastic tube so it diffused the light and made it real pretty. And when the lights went down, it looked really nice.
I would wear that under a see-through shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you in a see-through shirt.
You know me. Down, dirty, nasty, sacrilegious sunshine.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we love you. Well, today on the show, we have a lot of music prepared. We've moved to Thursday so that Sunshine could be with us, and also so that we could play for as long as we want. So we'll have an hour show, maybe a little more than an hour. We'll see how long Sunshine lasts.
My ham's cooking.
Oh, you got to check your
ham. You know what I did today, guys? You will not believe this. I saw a flyer from Publix that some kind of meat was on sale for 99 cents a pound, and I thought that sounded pretty good. So I go to Publix, and I buy this giant hunk of meat, and it was less than $10 for 10 pounds, right? So I get it home. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. All it has on the label is picnic. So I called one of my neighbors over, and I said, you got to look at this hunk of meat and tell me what it is. So she looks at that hunk of meat and says, No, she says, that's a ham, darling. I'm like, a ham? I never cooked a ham in my life that didn't come in plastic wrap that was already cooked, you know. All you do is just heat it up and eat it. Now I've got this ham cooking in the oven. Lord only knows what it's going to look like when I get back. It's like half a pig.
I love your southern accent.
Thank you.
It's beautiful when it comes out.
No, children, I will not cuss, I will not discuss my sex life, and I will not give unsolicited advice.
Oh, I was hoping for unsolicited advice.
There's kids in the room.
Oh, there's kids in the room. Music Man's kids are in the room. We got to be good. Be good, kids. Tell your dad you're going to be good. Okay.
I'm always good.
Okay, today, yes, you are. You're when you're good, you're bad. When you're bad, you're good.
Absolutely.
So, today we have a special sneak preview. I'm working on an album. I have produced two albums which have totaled together more than 1,000 downloads now, by the way, Sunshine.
Wow.
1,000 people are listening to my music or have listened to it or at least downloaded it. And I decided to work on another album, and we have a lyrics thread, which I think Sunshine has seen before, but that was a long time ago. Well, it has grown, and we've made music, and I've got 6 songs that I'm going to preview for you, and a special sneak preview of the album. The first song is called Charlie Brown. It's a song about a war veteran. Well, I won't spoil the song. Listen to the words, and I'll play it for you right now.
Enjoy.
Here we go. He's old and bald, sleeps out in the cold. His soul is sold to King Alcohol. Dressed in filthy rags, carrying plastic bags, his hands so shaken that he can't hold his fags. With his swollen feet, he walks the city streets. Around, around he goes with his big red nose. When it gets dark, he's on a bench down in the park. He doesn't care about what people think. He's not aware of that he stinks. He just sits there like a sphinx and drinks and drinks. In most people's eyes, he can see despise. He ain't that much attractive. Still, he attracts the flies. Those who him despised guess they would be surprised to know that this old fart has got a purple heart. Yes, if they only knew what he's been going through. Way back in World War II, under the red, white, blue, slick fighter planes he flew. He fought for me and you, was the captain of the crew. Over London town, two times shot down, and later on once more over Singapore. Listed lost at war in February 44, then late in 45 he was found alive. He was alive but barely, he wasn't dead but nearly. He couldn't hear or speak a sound, still today he can't speak clearly. His mental health has broken down. Into the night when the dark comes creeping, the dreadful fright comes sneaking round. Then he is back where he was found. Behind his bloodshot eyes there are purple skies. The sun is rising, red and hot as spice. In his nightmare still he can hear the desperate cries from the poor guys. They picked out five and let the ants eat them alive. Now he's depressed, he can't find rest. Inside his chest, his heart is dead and cold as ice. He's not much blessed, his life's been messed. He surely had to pay the price. To rehabilitate, for that it's much too late, too late. Now he is at the Golden Gate. The moon comes up, the sky goes pink. As the sun begins to sink, he is sitting on the brink. He doesn't care about what people think. He's not aware of that he stinks. He just sits there like a sphinx and drinks and drinks. He doesn't stop until it's only left a drop. Then he stands up, a bit unsteady because he's drunk. But he is ready now, the sun has sunk. He makes one last toast for those he loved the most. For all those brave that they couldn't save. Those that didn't make it home from war. Those lost and gone forevermore. Then without hesitation, without fear, he throws himself out in the air. He is falling like a stone. For the last time falling down. For the last time he has flown. His real name shall be unknown. Let's just call him Charlie Brown. Now there is nothing more to say. He ends his life in Frisco Bay. Sunshine is chatting with the guys in the chat room. She's talking about ducks.
Duck soup.
And she's going to make duck soup. A duck.
Little chicky soup.
Little chicky soup. The duck came and laid some eggs.
I'm going to take a skewer with a pointy end and I'm going to stick it up those little chickies. Roast them on an open fire.
You won't do that. You're just kidding. Remember, there are children listening.
Children love chickies. Little teeny things that run around. They got a lot of soft gold fur.
They taste good too.
I'll let you know.
Maybe make a turducken.
I love turducken. I know exactly what that is.
A fried turducken?
No, it's not fried, it's roasted. It's sausage stuffed into a chicken, stuffed into a duck, stuffed into a turkey and wrapped in bacon.
You brought me some turducken once.
I thought I did. I love that stuff.
Long time ago. Well, that was Charlie Brown. It was a song about a Civil War, not a Civil War, but a war hero from World War II who, it's...
depressing.
It's depressing.
And all too real.
All too real. Well, here's a positive song. This one is called If I Had the Power. Let's give this one a listen. If I had the power, I'd know just what to do. I'd do all kinds of wonderful things and blame them all on you. If I had the power, I'd cure the world's disease, build for all the homeless, garden out life's weeds. If I had the power. If I had the power, I'd steal a sunny day and go to all your darker spots and give it all away. Power, I'd cater to your needs. I'd be your prince, your charming knight. I'd make you feel complete. If I had the power, if I had the power, if I had the power, if I had the power. If I had the power, I'd buy the time you spend, give it all right back to you, a present from a friend. If I had the power, I'd interrupt the wars, so everyone could catch a glimpse, what's worth not fighting for, if I had the power. If I had the power, if power could renew, I'd gather up all that it meant. Sunshine tells me the music isn't appropriate for the lyrics for that song, so I'll have to redo it.
Well, now, I wouldn't mind taking a little vote, because I think the music is too dark and the lyrics are too light, and it's not a good match, in my opinion.
Well, I tend to agree. I throw these things together, and I don't know how they're going to turn out. But I tell you, one thing that turned out really, really good is the next song. It's called The Phoenix. And it's about my own personal experiences. It starts out with really bad stuff and it ends up with really good stuff.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Here we go. In my deepest, darkest nightmare, I never would have dreamed the fate that would befall me, abuse of the highest order. Christians spread their lies about me. An invisible enemy gave me an insect infestation, and another invaded my privacy horribly. All these things were done to me. As if that wasn't bad enough, I grabbed a brand new evil, a little thing called madness, my paranoid schizophrenia. Thank God for friends and family, especially my mom, who took me back and nurtured me. Slowly subsided. I crashed and burned and drove me mad, but little did I know, this personal crucifixion would be followed by pure joy. It took 8 years of recovery, but when the wounds were healed, I rose like the phoenix from the fire, reforged and made anew. I stumbled onto Chuck, which led me to this festival. A member of our community, now I'm a very wealthy man. No, not riches or success, but things that really matter. Like friendships, camaraderie, the forum and in the chat. Now I live my life compulsively, driven by a lust for life. Music, it flows out of me, and words, they tell my story. Now I have have a radio show on electromusic.com. I joke around and have my fun with friends present and past. Follow me, we'll have some fun, a good time for everyone. We'll chuck up some fine music and play that guessing game. Posting to the forum, we support each other faithfully. Our projects, ideas, and rants shared with the world for all to see. Join me in the chat room, where my buds and me do gather. We talk about all this and that, and share pleasure with each other. Keep your wealth, your gold, your jewelry, your house, your boat, your stuff. I have something far better than that. Friendship, music, and yes, memories. For you cannot take it with you. Might as well burn your cash. Long-distant future, or so I hope, I'll jam with my friends in the afterlife. Join me in this paradise, for now heaven is on earth. I found the ultimate climax. It's eternal, and I live it every day. Yeah. Yeah. Did you like that one, Sunshine?
I did.
That was a good song. I wrote it right after that same conference, the festival, the Electro Music 2009 festival. And in the song, I talk about my bad experiences of the past and then how things have turned around and really become good for me lately. So,
you know how I do a lot of work for the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Well, I have come to a solution to all the children and orphans that are
in Haiti.
Yeah. The adults,
yeah,
they need to just do something with them because they're stupid, they're lazy, they have no education, and they don't want any education. No, for the most part, they don't want to do anything other than exist. So it's the children that we have to take care of.
People always say change starts with the children.
It should start with the children. These children don't have any ambition. All they know is you wake up, if you're lucky you get something to eat, if you're really lucky you get something to wear, and you go to sleep.
Oh, that's sad.
Most of them don't even go to school.
Oh.
Isn't that sad? So, I know that we're going to be bringing the children over by shiploads. It's just going to happen. I think that all of us should adopt a Haitian child.
Oh.
If we adopt a Haitian child, just think of what you're giving that child. A really nice place to live, 3 or more meals a day, education, a chance to learn how to speak the English language. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And in return, I get someone that I can teach to wash my clothes, to service my car, to mop the floors, do my hair, do my nails.
Oh, you have lovely nails now.
Always. But I could teach this little person all these skills, how to take care of other people. I would put this person through college, and then that person would go out and make a lot of money and support me.
How nice would that be?
Absolutely.
Are you going to do that?
I might.
Really?
I might.
That would be...
But they'll probably say I'm too old.
Oh.
Because by the time, I mean, how long am I going to live? If I live to 100, the kid's going to be, how old would the kid be? If I adopted a 10-year-old now and I live to be 100, the kid would be able to support me.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd work.
It's a plan.
Yeah.
It's a master plan.
Let's do it.
Okay. The brilliant thoughts from the mind of Sunshine. Okay, all right, we're halfway through the album. Next up is a song by Rain Shadow. You might have heard it before. I'm going to put it on the album. It's called Future Games. Let's hear Future Games.
Free. What became of future games? Will I have seen and we are free? We're on the edges of knives, exposed to our blind. What is right, just a little light, tip the scales and blow all the rails. What became of future games? Will I have seen and we are free? Monday takes a righteous shakes. We play a game with rough dressings and reckless stakes. What became of future games? Will I have seen and we are free? Now taking backseat views, blasting through alternate tunes, distance to love a crew. From seeds of tomorrow, let me show you my sorrow. What became of future games? Will I have seen and we are free? The rings are dying and the world is dying, and many stop trying. What became of future games? Will I have seen and we are free? What became of future games? Will I have seen and we are free?
Mike's on.
I was ripping her hair out by the roots.
Ginger?
Poor Ginger. Ginger the radio dog. Ginger the ex-radio dog.
Yeah, she used to come over here for the shows until the apartment people complained.
Well, she weighed 10 pounds when I got her.
Was she 20 now?
No, she weighed 13 last time she went to the vet.
Yeah.
And he said she needed to lose 3 pounds, so I think she weighs like 14. Wow. Ginger is an official service dog.
What?
She is registered with the National Registry of Service Dogs.
Talk closer to the mic.
Ginger, the radio dog, is now a registered service dog. She gets her ID and her patch in the mail within the next 2 weeks.
What does that mean?
It means I can take her down on the beach.
you got a beach pass.
Yeah, they don't allow dogs on the beach. I mean, you can't even... I got a new bike. You guys don't know this, but I got a really cool bike. And I have a basket in the front that Ginger could sit in, but they don't allow dogs on the beach if they look like a dog.
They have to not look like a dog.
Yeah, now I could put a wig on her and sunglasses.
And then you can take her to the beach.
Yeah, but she doesn't like the wig. She loves her sunglasses, but she doesn't like the wig.
Okay.
And the cheerleader costume is a little hot.
You have little costumes for Ginger, don't you? Lots of little costumes.
But of course.
But of course.
Who doesn't?
What else? Who doesn't have costumes for their little ginger dog?
I don't know. That would be sick.
For their Yorkshire terrorist.
Yeah.
Inventor, more volume. Oh, we got to talk closer to the mic. Talking test, 1, 2, 3. Talking loud into the mic.
Talking test, 10, 9, 11, 12. 13, 2, 1. Bingo!
Bingo, we win the prize. All right. What? Now, we got some chatter from the guys in the chat room. They're calling attention to me, telling me the volume is too low.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, thanks for that, Sunshine. You maxed out the volume meter there. I think they can hear you. I got to get a real mic. We're working with this. I bought an $85 wireless headset. Volume is way low. Is the music volume low, too? Test, 1, 2, 3, test. Okay. All right. Anyway, the next song is This Too Shall Pass. Oh, you're not going to like this song. It's about...
Oh, the music needs more volume.
I can't... Oh, I can do that. I can turn up the music.
Duh.
Test, 1, 2, 3, test. Test. Test, 1, 2, 3, test. Let's try a song and see how that sounds. Lucy Australopithecus, ancient humankind, walked the earth and made some stride. Our years are measured in millennia untold. We grew upright and hunted meat. I was there when cavemen screamed through rocks at predators to save their young from deadly fate. United we stand, divided we fall. And through it all, God was watching, knowing all of human suffering, civilizations, tribes of men, lost to history, their lives remain unrecorded. This too shall pass. In ancient times, we roamed the earth, hunted beasts, and had festivals. Deeply ingrained in our neurons are the practices of our forefathers. The crimes committed against mankind, the Aztecs and their sacrifices, cities of stone and rooms full of gold, given, taken, war waged against them. This too shall pass. Mystics weave the story of time, the days before Christ walked the earth. Chainmail found, buried in dirt, bones carved with stories told. The age of China grew and passed when they closed their doors. Rockets, clocks, creations wise, lost forevermore. This too shall pass. Europe arose, sordid past, plague, pestilence did unfold. Shakespeare told us of their lives and entertained both knave and noble. Holy wars, the Inquisition, man misled and gone astray, sawn asunder for his faith, it was his destiny. This too shall pass. History records the world wars mighty, let there be only two. 6 million Jews suffered horribly. Some lived to tell, bearing tattoos on their arms. The vanquished scream, burned alive, deep-seated hatred for all time. Indian skin peelers torturing men and crimes of the inner cities. This too shall pass. In modern times, we have not learned our lessons from history, for man's inhumanity to man continues with almost no restraint. In all this time, God has watched us, a tear shed in his eye, for his creation has been abused by mankind forging destiny. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Well, that music gives you a headache, Sunshine?
Yeah, my headaches.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's too sharp.
It's too sharp? Sunshine is my worst critic. She's my... She's my music critic. I know if she likes a song that it's doing well. Now she's playing with her earrings.
They are 4 inches long.
Those are long, bobbly earrings.
Yeah.
Are those real pearls?
No.
They're pretend pearls?
Yep.
They're beautiful earrings.
I know.
They look nice on you.
I know.
So, Sunshine is wearing a beautiful outfit. She has a turquoise skirt and a white top with rhinestones on it.
And red lipstick.
A red lipstick, and her nails are impeccable as always. And a matching rose-colored sunglasses. So how's the audio levels, guys?
Well, they're not going to answer you for 30 minutes, so put on some more darn music.
Okay, we're going to play the final song from the album preview. This song is called Rescue Mission. I wrote the song myself 20 minutes after my father died. And I have the notion that if when I pass on, if he's not in heaven, I'll go to hell and get him, was the notion. And this is what the song is about. It's about a rewriting of what the Bible says. It's freaky. I know. She's looking at me like a crazy man. Well, maybe I am.
Crazy woman.
Crazy woman. There's two crazies in this place, and I'm one of them. Okay, here we go with Rescue Mission.
There was a time when heaven and hell divided reality and souls were lost. In a timeless cosmos with creatures of light and darkness, an ancient battle ensued, creating hell's dark torment. Yet it's said that God's will is that none shall perish, so the angels and the dead formed a rescue mission. "We'll go to hell," they said, "and bring back all those lost." What nobler purpose to serve than saving souls? The bells and chimes rang, echoing through the heavens, heralding a second battle, the invasion of heaven into hell. Through the gates the light shone forth, Jesus led the way. The light of God and angels shone, illuminating the fires of hell. The bars were torn asunder, and inside that huge chamber, 1,000 souls were stolen from the clutch of Lucifer. Down from above and up from below streamed a horde of demons mighty. Each of them were captured and shown the light of God. Deep into the labyrinth of Dante those warriors traversed. At the speed of light they went, gathering souls along the way. Brightness filled every corridor. Every crack and crevice was lit. And when nearly all had been saved, they found Satan's inner chamber. Inside were powerful forces: greed, arrogance, ignorance, torture, mayhem, and dismay. A host of evil filled the room. So a special team came forth. Suffering struck at torture, humility fought with greed, knowledge faced off ignorance. One-on-one they battled in pairs while Satan tried his best to turn the tides of battle. But little did he know. In his twisted brilliance, he did not conceive that his opponent would arrive, the Lord Jehovah himself. For God's will is that none shall perish, so even Satan must be saved. Into the chamber flowed light so bright that walls of stone melted down. Thorny hides of demons crumbled into dust. All the evil that they conjured was absorbed and cleansed until all were captured. Satan was restrained with ropes made of children's hopes. Beauty stroked his face, and joy took his place. All those souls of hell were taken to the lake of fire to fulfill the Bible prophecy of the end of time. But lo, the lake did not destroy them. It purified their souls, for the crucible refines us, melting, changing, restoring. 2/3 of eternity's angels watched as the lake boiled and churned. One by one, the souls were fished out, cleansed and made anew. In the end, all had been saved, even Lucifer, who shed a tear and cried out, "Forgive me, Lord." And so the untold prophecy became true. Just as Jesus saved us with his death, so Satan, the mastermind, saved himself at God's request. For God cannot betray his nature, and Satan knew this well. Alone and defeated, facing his end, he saved himself with prayer.
So, what did you think of that song, Sunshine?
I like the pictures of the boobs better.
Yeah, the guys in the chat room are making pictures of boobs with ASCII. You know that's ASCII, American Standard Code for Information Interchange.
Whatever.
And And they make boobs. They make little bitties. So there's some square boobs, some round boobs, some boobs with pierced nipples, all kind of
boobs. How about something for the women to look at?
Well, you can do like this one. There you go.
Not my style.
This one's extra long.
Not my style.
Okay. Okay, so that concludes the album. And Sunshine is not taking this album seriously at all. She's making all kind of jokes and being silly, so I'm going
to... I don't have to take anything seriously, but I don't want to.
You don't have to.
You
because
betcha.
You're a blonde.
You betcha.
You're a natural
betcha.
Blonde.
I bought some sun in, so I'm going to get blonder, too.
You already look blonder.
Yeah.
I'm just playing with Sunshine's hair. I was tickling her knee. Oh, and Sunshine just choked on her drink and that was very unladylike. That was very unladylike. I think my leg is still wet from that.
You're lucky that's all that's wet. I wiped the rest of it up.
Well, why don't we play a game? I have a whole bunch of other songs here. See this list of songs, Sunshine? That's a card from W. Monk. W. Monk sent me that card. Isn't that nice?
Aww.
To wish me a happy new year. Thank you, W. Monk.
That is nice.
And that's a print by M.C. Escher.
Looks like a bunch of sperm.
And those are fish.
Same thing.
Fish, sperm, what's the difference?
Yeah.
So, we're going to play Pick a Song by Sunshine. These are all the songs, Sunshine. Why don't you pick one that you'd like to hear? And then you can't complain.
Spanky.
Oh, you want to hear Spanky?
I like Spanky.
By Sebastian Arnold. Mad scientist drummer, here is Spanky.
Thank you.
was Spanky by Sebastian Arnold. Hold on, let me grab the microphone so you can hear me. Sunshine is making jokes with the guys.
Well, I was just wondering how long it takes that guy, Music Man, to nuke a can of SpaghettiOs.
Apparently he takes a long time. Quick, go ahead, quick. You're in the right spot. Sunshine is clicking so she can type in the chat room. So, Sunshine, tell me, how was your week?
Which one?
This past week.
Oh, my God. I went to Jensen Beach, which is near, I don't know what it's near, Vero Beach. It's about an hour and a half north of here. And there were dead fish washing up because the water was so cold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We had a cold frost.
Yeah. Not only were they dead, they had been bitten by barracudas. So all that was left of them was like half of their body. And I found a black sea bass that was about 15 pounds. Wow. And I wanted to take it home and eat it.
You were going to do that?
Yeah, but my boyfriend said, well, what if he's really sick from some kind of disease and not just frozen? But there were frozen fish everywhere.
Frozen fish?
Yeah. Yeah, the manatees have been trying to find warm water, and they are trying to keep them in warm water so they don't go out into the ocean because it's so freaking cold.
Well, it's warmed up now.
Well, the water hasn't. The water was 62 degrees.
The water is still cold, and they're stuck in the water.
Yeah, sea turtles have been washing up. The whales are loving it. We've got white, spell that word.
Don't put those earrings on.
Correct whales. Right whales.
Right whales?
Migrating.
Politically correct whales?
No, they're right. And they called them right whales because they were okay to harpoon. They were good to eat. That's why they called them right whales. Really? That's true.
Well, they don't harpoon them anymore, do they?
No.
Thank goodness for that. Because remember that Star Trek episode? All the whales were gone and then the big ship came?
Yeah, I loved that.
Wasn't that a good
one?
Yeah. And they went into the past and captured a whale from the Seaquarium in California.
Yeah.
And Scotty told the guy how to make transparent aluminum so he could get a sheet of transparent aluminum.
Now you're getting too technical for me. All I remember is the fish and the good-looking guys.
And in the end, they were in a Klingon ship, and it crash-landed right beneath the San Francisco Bay. Yeah, that was cool. But what would be more cool would be if we would play some music, because this is
a music show.
Okay, let's play that game again. By the way, I have a cigar.
And they think we rehearsed this shit.
Well, there's no need for rehearsals
with you, Sunshine. Is that okay to say?
Sunshine.
S-H-I-T? Is that a good okay to say?
There are children listening.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you're irreverent. The irreverent Sunshine is with us once again.
I am who I am, and that's all that I am.
And Sunshine is playing with the bell. You gonna ring the bell? That's the bell that Shane gave me. Thank you, Shane. It's a $70 bell, and he just gave it to me for free.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it pretty? It's got an Asian theme to it.
Sounds brass, but...
Yeah, I don't know what kind of metal it is, but it won't corrode. I've been putting my beers on it.
Ah!
What?
Why would you do that?
It's like an elegant coaster.
Oh, you need a hammer.
She's smashing it with my chainmail.
I'm not smashing it, I'm banging it. That's what you do to bells.
Banging it, that's true.
See, it's beautiful. I'll take it home and put it in its rightful place.
You want it?
Won't be a coaster at my house.
You can have it.
I'll put Ginger's dish on it.
Oh, you will not. Well, Sunshine, why don't you pick us out another song?
Okay. I don't like anything that says, how about Bliss Master? That sounds good.
Oh, but Blue Hell hates that song.
Okay, well.
Because he's heard it a million times. It's a love song.
Oh, I like love songs. All right, then play Glorious Guitars by Carlos Santana.
Oh, that's a good one. Carlos Serafini.
No, Santana.
Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
All right, let's play that one. Okay, everybody, that was Glamorous Guitars by Carlo Serafini, also known as, what's his nickname? I forget. I just know him as Carlo.
Oh, that have fun.
Sunshine is getting ready to go because she has a ham in the oven.
Right.
And she wants to go eat her ham.
He's not home. He's not going home.
She's got to take it. She's got to go home and take her ham out.
Because my roommate's not going to be there.
Yeah, Sunshine's roommate won't be there, so she's putting her earrings on.
Not just a ham, it's a pig.
It's like a big-ass ham.
Quarter of a pig.
It's a quarter of a pig? Pigs are big.
Well, I've never seen a pig, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, I saw a picture of a pig before. They kill them. They slaughter them when they're little because it's more cost-effective. But if you let a pig grow, man, that pig gets big. Definitely.
I knew a friend that had a potbelly pig.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Two of them.
You got to teach them not to eat you. They think everything is food. Everything they test out, they think is food.
Kind of like a man.
Yeah. But you like a man to eat you.
Stop it! Do not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I am prim and proper. I may be irreligious. Now, what's that word?
The sacrilegious?
It's sacrilegious, but I am not. Nasty. I'm not a nasty girl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. I'll beat you up after you turn the mic off.
I won't fight back. I'll let you do it. Okay, well, since that song went over so well, let's hear Chameleons in the Sun, also by Carlos Serafini.
I got 10 pounds of bacon in my oven.
Oh, bring me some. Yummy, yummy. Okay, here's another song.
Thank you.
Cups. I played the next song by accident. That was Chameleons in the Sun by Carlo Serafini, the amazing Carlo. And Sunshine has left the building. Sunshine went home to check on her ham. And she graced us with her presence today. And she even wants to go walking with me this weekend. I'm her project. I'm her... she's my life coach. And we used to go take walks a lot of times. And she got all busy with the Red Cross. And then she got busy with a boyfriend. And we never took walks. But it's winter time now and we can take walks. So we're going to take walks. And I'm going to keep playing just to go on. I mean, why not? We got music. We got time. We got listeners. By the way, let's find out how many listeners we have. Let's see. Vang Radio. 10 listeners. Hello, 10 listeners. Nice to see you all. I'm glad you're listening. We have 14 people in the chat room, including three bots. So apparently everybody in the chat room is listening. In the chat room, we have Blue Hell, Edison Rex, Borislav the Bot, Doug Burt, who never talks, Electro Upload, who I have no idea what kind of bot that is, Inventor, that's me, Jovian Pikes, who is also known as Scott G, does FPGA music, and was featured on Bill's show last Tuesday. Modulator ESP, who does wonderful space music and gets high critical acclaim. Oh, Mosk is here. Howard is here. Someone just entered. Well, Helbo. Helbo the bot is here. That's Blue Hell's bot. Everybody's been writing bots at a Perl scripts and stuff. And we have Music Man, Dr. Steve is here. Dr. Steve and I spent a lot of time together at the Electric Music 2009 Festival. And we had a good old time. He even dances to the music. Or he lays down and lets the music soak into his soul. What a man. All right. And Rob the Entertainer is here. Rob with the Cafe. Bill State Machine is here. Bill Manganiello. Who does the, what's your show called again, Bill? I really don't have my stuff together. The Soldering Musician, that's what it is. And he's taken a new turn on his show. He's doing interviews and getting stuff from people who do soldering and do their own electronics for making music. So that's cool. Stroby is here, the good old Stroby, who I did an entire show on last week. Very prolific and very inventive person. Toad 008 is here. And Toad is a fan of mine. I'm very happy to know Toad. Sometimes he comes in late at night when I'm here in the chat room and we have some good conversations. And W Monk is here. Won't say his real name. And W. Monk sent me a card. It's a beautiful M.C. Escher card that he sent me wishing me a happy 2010. It's the only New Year's card I got, so thank you, W. Monk. And W. Monk has made some contributions to the hardware development of the CarPlus Strong board, so thank you for that, W. Monk. And W. Monk is often in the chat room, so stop on by to the chat room. By the way, if you go to the Electro Music site, which is www.electro-music.com, you can log into the forum and click on chat and join our chat room and talk to all the people here who love to make music and so forth. Okay, speaking of music, let's play, how about another song from Rain Shadow called Visions of Messiah. Here we go.
over the edge of infinite cliffs, dived into altar rides, visions of Messiah, multidimensional pariah, to define untouchable kind, mother and child, sacrificed, reviled, loved and smothered, deceived, no reprieve. She stands alone amongst tests of her soul, unknowingly shown, divinity owned. To run and hide, impossible but tried, martyred like smart hurt, covered in dirt, disaster flirt, mastered the curt. Smashing love done and unconditionally flung like mud at crowds of unkind renown, unable to drown, to die, obstinate mind. Pulled from tangles of thoughts mangled, salvation dangled in front of her face. Some other place, some other time, some other trace, some other line to walk.
And that was Visions of Messiah by the lovely and talented Rain Shadow, a friend of mine who used to go by an anonymous name. She used to be anonymous, but now she goes by Rain Shadow, and she's done some wonderful songs, including those two songs that we played for you tonight. What's up, Mr. Cold? Mr. Cold has left the chat room. Mr. Cold is never there, but he's always there. He's got his chat interface on auto reconnect, and he's constantly bouncing in and out of the room. We never know when Mr. Cold is really there. We hope he's listening now, because we're going to play a song called Game Over. This song always reminds me of the line from that movie, what was the movie, Alien, one of the Alien movies, where the guy says, man, when those aliens come at you, it's game over, man. Game over. So here's Game Over. We'll be right back. Game over, man. So what am I going to play now? What's going on in the chat room? Everybody's playing with Blue Hell's bot. They're doing something with mathematics. I don't understand what they're doing. People are just playing with the bot. So I'm going to play some music. Why don't we hear, how about Al Kadim by Andy Sharp. Al Kadim, which was named after a D&D, a Dungeons and Dragons module that Andy and his buddies were playing a long time ago, maybe 6 years ago. And he created this song, Al Kadim. It's really cool. Let's listen.
Thank you.
yes, Al Kadim by Andy Sharp. Very nice song, very nice. Yes, good to hear. And everybody's playing with Helbo the bot. Blue Hell's bot is named Helbo. After Blue Hell, it's his namesake. And they're making it do multiplication and division and all kinds of crazy things. I don't know why people get entertained by something like that, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? People are playing with the bot. Float 2. Next song is Float 2 by Midi Mel. None other than Midi Mel. He had a purple goatee at the Electro Music 2009 Festival. And he performed a wonderful set, which I missed. But I do have his song Float 2. And Mel does performances throughout the southeast, the southern Florida area. And let's hear Float 2 by Midi Mel. Thank you. Near me, I need to get up with him, maybe see his studio sometime, or have him over my place, maybe we'll do a show. I don't know, depends on his busy schedule. So why don't we play a song in honor of Scott G, our very own Jovian Pikes. That's his nickname these days. He used to go by Scott G. He's Scott G on the forum. Let me pick one at random. We've got several Scott G songs. How about Polygate Man? Gate Man by the one and only Scott G. And there's another one and only person that we'd like to celebrate today with our final song of the evening. This is Hack Chuck. It was written by Gull Wong's advisor Perry Cook on the eve of his PhD graduation. He created the Chuck programming language as his graduate thesis project, his PhD thesis project, and he's gone on to bigger and greater things. And Chuck continues to thrive and grow and be a really cool programming language that makes music. And this song was made entirely with Chuck. Here is Hack Chuck.
I'd write a million lines, coding day and night. 'Cause when I'm feeling down, this language makes it all right. Our data types are strong, we give our programs for free. So turn the music on, come on and chuck with me. Chuck it up, spork down. Chuck it up, let the stretchler handle time. Chuck it up, spork down. Chuck it up, get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody hack chuck tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody hack chuck tonight.
Everybody hack. So just type chuck foo dot chuck to let the token spew out deep in the CPU. The VM thrashes about. We have concurrency and exact sense of time. Oh baby, chuck with me to help me finish this rhyme. Chuck it up,
spork down.
Chuck it up,
let the stretchler handle time.
Chuck it up,
spork down.
Chuck it up, get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody hack chuck tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody hack chuck tonight. Everybody hack.
Now with hard work and lots of luck, all the world is using Chuck. With all the features and the bugs, it's become a language run amok.
Thank you, everybody. The song is over and the show is over. Thank you to our 12 listeners, and thank you to everybody who contributed the music that we played on the show. We have a wonderful, thriving community at electromusic.com. And I'm just going to close out with 60 by 60 Rock. Here we go. thank you, everybody. We have switched off. The show is over, and I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the recording. I'm sure you enjoyed the show, or I hope you did. And there will be many more, because I love this radio thing. It's such a blast. Okay, goodbye, everybody. So long. Take care. So long. Bye-bye.